You're listening to the Hog Sports Network Daily Podcast. Now, here's your host, Matt Jones.
Hey, happy Friday to everybody. We've got a little bit of a special show for you. We are recording from the middle of Beale Street. Luckily, we've got the street blocked off here in front of us and behind us. We're not going to get run over, at least I don't think we are. Ethan Westerman here with me, Arkansas and Texas Tech tonight at the Liberty Bowl over across town here, 6 o'clock kickoff on ESPN. As they say, Ethan, the hay has been put in the barn, and now it's just a matter of getting this game underway.
Yeah, we had the intro press conferences yesterday. The teams have had events all week. They've been practicing all week. We kind of have an idea now of maybe what to expect as far as from the Arkansas side. Like, you know, the dust has settled on guys in the portal, guys still with the team, guys who will be available tomorrow, and now it's just kind of what can they do. You know, I'm excited for it. I've been here multiple times this week. Came before Christmas, came after Christmas, and now we're just ready to have the game.
You know, one of the big stories yesterday, and we touched on the podcast that we had yesterday, an abbreviated one, was that Taj Brooks, the Texas Tech running back, he's, as his coach says, 50-50 on playing in this game. You know, the more I have thought about it, and I think that, you know, he is probably the story going into this game just because of the success that he's had. He's one of the best running backs in the country. Only Ashton Jeanty of Boise State has run for 100 yards in every game other than Brooks. But the more I've thought about it, the more I think if he has practiced for this game, if he has traveled here to Memphis for this game, which he has, you know, check, yes, he has, I think he's going to play in the game. I wonder how much he's going to play. I should have looked this up before we started. I was reading something, though, recently that he's like 28 yards away from some sort of Texas Tech rushing record. And so I wonder if it's one of those deals where they get him in there and they play him for just long enough where he can get this record. And then then he's got the option whether or not he wants to keep playing.
Yeah, I mean, he has their career rushing record. So it must be some like single season or something. Like this guy's already well accomplished at Texas Tech. So we're at the point where it's like if you're here and you play, you know, there's got to be some underlying motivation because he's a senior. He's ready for the NFL draft. But it is, I would assume it's probably pretty hard to travel with your team and get dressed out for a game and just say, hey, I'm good. I just don't see many athletes who get in that moment and say, hey, I kind of just want to sit over here. So I would expect that we're going to see him for sure. If we don't, then we're going to see some younger guys for them at running back. And they're an offense that they like to run the ball. So having him would be a huge boost.
Well, keep in mind that Texas Tech, they're without their starting quarterback, Baron Morton. He had shoulder surgery a couple of weeks back. They're going to start a freshman tonight. Help me with the first name, Hammond, the last name.
Will
Hammond.
Yeah.
Freshman from Austin is going to be playing tonight. They're without their leading receiver, Josh Kelly, who had 1,000 yards from this year. Really good receiver. So they're a team that throws the ball a lot, but they've also been able to complement it with a running game. If they don't have Brooks, you really wonder, and their offensive coordinator has left to become the head coach at FAU, you wonder what this team's going to look like offensively if they don't have Brooks.
Yeah, they actually have a couple of receivers who are in the portal right now who are going to play in the game, which that I'm sure would help some right off the bat, just having a couple guys that are familiar. This is just where it goes to show the change of philosophy with how you treat the portal in your bowl games between Arkansas and Texas Tech, that they have some guys that are in the portal right now that you will see play tonight. They have a couple at receiver. I'd say a playmaker to watch for them would be their 6'9 tight end, Mason Tharp. Trust me, I went to their media hotel for the intro, like when they first arrived press conference. He is every bit of 6'9". I think he could pose some matchup issues for Arkansas. He's a guy that I would circle as they're going to try and get him involved. And then, yeah, if they don't have Taj Brooks, it's like they're going to have some younger guys that need to step up for them. It's going to be a game for both sides where you aren't seeing your normal guys for sure. But at the same time, it is a good opportunity for, you know, like a Will Hammond or these freshman running backs for Tech.
And of course, for Arkansas, they're going to be without a lot of their top offensive playmakers, too. No Andrew Armstrong in this game, no Jaquindon Jackson. They do have Taylen Green, but he's going to be playing behind a different-looking offensive line than he played during the regular season. You know, you wonder maybe if that's a good thing, that they've got a different kind of offensive line, because it wasn't like the offensive line was great during the season. You do lose some, you know, some experience there, but I know that there's a lot of excitement within the team of seeing, you know, what does a Kobe Branham look like in this game? You know, what does a Will Edmondson look like at center?
Yeah, for sure. And I think that it's one of those matchups within the game that Texas Tech has not been great defending the pass all year, but if they can get the pass rush against an inexperienced Arkansas offensive line, I think that could be a total game changer. But if these young guys for Arkansas, these inexperienced ones, can hold up and protect Talon Green, I think he can, you know, even with some inexperienced receivers, have some success against these guys from Texas Tech. But that is certainly something that I think we will get a feel on within the game's the first two possessions for Arkansas of how it's going to go on the offensive line all game.
I want to tell you, you can get the latest breaking news on all Razorback sports at wholehogsports.com. We'll send up source for all Razorback sports. Our award-winning team of reporters and photographers bring you the most trusted Razorback news, analysis, latest in recruiting, unique stories on all your favorite teams. Subscribe today at wholehogsports.com. You mentioned this about Texas Tech defensively. They're without their defensive coordinator, Tim DeReuter. He got fired at the end of the regular season because, especially from a passing game perspective, there was only one team worse in the country, and that was Tulsa.
Yeah, and that's why I'm saying for Arkansas, if you're picking a team that you're not going to have your top wide receivers, you know, available between, you know, Armstrong, Satania, I feel like I'm missing another guy in there, but this is a good
Luke Haz.
There you go. This is a good team to be playing against because they have not shown that they can really slow down a lot of teams. But I do think Arkansas is going to try and run the ball too, you know, especially with now that Braylon Russell's back in the mix and Rodney Hill has this chance. I think that Arkansas is going to try and keep them off balance. But this is certainly a Texas Tech secondary that has shown that it can give up some big plays. And it'd be hard to believe that, you know, some of these secondary guys for Arkansas can't have success against them if some of these other teams that they played did through the year.
Had some overnight storms here in Memphis. Looks like it's going to be a clear day or clear night for the game. The storms may be why you don't see a whole lot of people out here on the streets just yet. They just passed through not long ago. I'm really interested to see how many people show up for this game. I have seen some Texas Tech folks. Of course, Arkansas Team Hotel just a block or so away from where we're standing down here, and you see some Arkansas people in this area. This is one of those bowl games in Memphis where – you know, Beale Street, this is where it's at during the bowl week, you know, leading up to the game. You go to a place like Houston, you go to a place like Dallas, and people are all spread out. It's a little bit different when you go to the Liberty Bowl or the Sugar Bowl or these types of games where, you know, there's that one concentrated area where everybody hangs out. Based on what I'm seeing right now, it makes me wonder if it's going to be full for the 42,000 seats.
Yeah, from what I've seen so far, I'm not thinking so. I just have not seen the overwhelming, like, I've been a part of going to some March Madness games, and, like, the way I've seen Arkansas fans take over a city for those type of games that are kind of similar with a downtown area, much different than this, you know. But this could be a case of, you know, how many Arkansas fans realistically wanted to come super early right after Christmas. I mean, maybe this is one where you see them kind of flood in right before the game. But
it's a drivable – I mean, it's a day trip.
It's a day trip. And we mentioned this earlier that they've played this game historically, the Liberty Bowl, a little bit later to where maybe that allows fans a little bit more time to plan and come up with how they want to spend time in Memphis. I would think that right after Christmas you might – fans might just be like, hey, if I'm going to the game, I'm just going to drive over, make it in time for the kickoff tonight, and maybe stay the night tonight. But, yeah, we certainly haven't seen any sort of takeover in the city. I've seen some Texas Tech fans, though. I mean, they've traveled a little bit. I'll be curious to see, though, how much it fills up, because it is certainly not the same feel, I think, that you normally – in the past, people associate with bowl games with all the excitement. I think people are excited to an extent, but I'm just not feeling the real just – total fan base excitement for this.
Well, it's just a different feeling within the two teams. I mean, Texas Tech, and we know what's going on with Arkansas, but Texas Tech, they're going for a 9-win season. That's only been done 15 times, or it would be the 15th time that it's been done in their history, and it hasn't been done in 15 years. 2009, Mike Leach's final season, the last time that Texas Tech won 9 games in the same season. When we come back, Christina Long will join me, but first a word from our sponsors.
Want to enjoy your life again? Burning, numbness, and general pain in your feet and legs might be keeping you from your daily activities. Neuropathy treatment can be effective to restoring your life. Come see what we can do at Enhanced Healthcare Wellness Institute in Uptown Rogers. We can treat your neuropathy pain and get you back in the game of life. Enhanced Healthcare Wellness Institute is located at 5102 West Pauline Whitaker Parkway in Uptown Rogers.
At Kendall King, we're proud of over 4 decades of design. We're continuing the legacy of great creative design by combining our brands of Kendall King, Soapbox, and ShopCart. Together, these brands represent a new focus in marketing design with individual attention to specific areas. Through our design expertise supported by a team of talented professionals, we showcase our best. We are Kendall King, we are Soapbox, we are ShopCart, we are design.
Hey, welcome back here in Memphis. We want to tell you about our friends at Enhanced Healthcare Wellness Institute. They are your source for holistic wellness and your healthy lifestyle changes. Located in Uptown Rogers, the staff at Enhanced Healthcare will target your specific health plan for wellness, from neuropathy treatment, primary care, weight loss, and so much more. You can count on the experts at Enhanced Healthcare Wellness Institute in Rogers. The storms have really started to move out. I've had to go to the sunglasses here on Beale Street. Christina Long with me now as we continue to talk about Arkansas Texas Tech this evening over across town at Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium, 6 o'clock kickoff on ESPN. Christina is 5'3". I'm 6'2", but thanks to a well-placed curb here, we've leveled it out a little bit. What's your thought on what the importance of this game is for Arkansas? Because I asked Sam Pittman about this yesterday and didn't get a great answer, but I think I knew where he was going. In terms of it's the difference in a winning season and a losing season this year is the difference in this game tonight. And I feel like it really it makes a difference in terms of how the program is perceived if you can go 7-6 after a 4-8 season as opposed to having back-to-back losing seasons stacked on top of each other.
It really does, and I think that's really what's on the line for Arkansas today. Is it's really more of a pride thing. It's really more of a how you go into the offseason, what kind of vibe there is around in the building, around the program, from fans. I mean, we talked yesterday about how fans are not really happy with the direction the program is taking. They're not really happy about, you know, a lot of people maybe are not content with Pittman being back. And this is a chance for him to kind of send them into this offseason with a little bit of a better feeling. You know, like you said, it's ending 6-7 versus 7-6. There is a huge difference between that. That one game really does make a difference, even though, as we've talked about, bowls are different now. It doesn't feel, even if you beat a Texas Tech team that, you know, doesn't have all of its best players, doesn't have its quarterback, it's still a win. You know, Arkansas is in a win is a win mode, right? Mm-hmm. And not every program has that anymore, but Arkansas is certainly in that situation these days.
The dynamic here is weird to me because it reminds me a little bit of 8 years ago when we were in Charlotte for Arkansas Virginia Tech. At that time, you had Brett Bielema, who was in his fourth season at Arkansas. And I think, you know, that was the year they lost 56-3 to Auburn. You know, it was when you started to see a little bit of a pattern of you know, there were some blowouts. I think there were some games where they couldn't hold a lead. And then you've got Virginia Tech on the other side, who was in its first season under Justin Fuente, and they were ecstatic about the direction of their program. It feels a little bit like that this week with Texas Tech and Joey McGuire. He's more established in Lubbock than Fuente was at that time. But it's kind of the same deal. I mean, people like him, and people really like what he's done at Lubbock, and we know how things stand at Arkansas with Sam Pittman. We know he's going to be back, but we know there's a lot of people who aren't happy about that.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things that's always made a difference in bowl games is sometimes it's about who wants to be there more, who actually is excited to be in this bowl game, who actually feels like this matters to them, you know. And I don't think Arkansas in the locker room is in a position where the players don't necessarily care. I mean, Ethan talked the other day about how when he got here on the 23rd, he felt like people were, you know, in good spirits, people were excited to be here. Coach Pittman talked yesterday about a lot of the guys who this is going to be their last college game. They know it. They wanted to play in it. Guys like Hudson Clark, guys like Jaden Johnson, I think he mentioned. You know, Tyrone Broden even, who we weren't sure if he was going to be in this game, and then we learned that he's going to be available. So, I mean, I think there's a lot of guys that this does matter to them. And so I don't think we have a situation in this game necessarily where you have one team who cares and one team who doesn't. I do think Texas Tech, you know, they're what, 8-4? I think they've yes. They've got, you know, they're coming in with a better feeling overall than Arkansas is. But I don't think this is one of those bowl games where one team just doesn't even want to be there and the other one cares a lot.
And they haven't had a losing season under McGuire. I mean, it seems like there's some real and you think about what Texas Tech had been through with Matt Wells in the couple of years before McGuire got there. And, I mean, this has been a big turnaround for them. And so, you know, I know they're real excited about that. I'm thinking as, you know, we're sitting out here, it's probably about 60 degrees this morning. It's going to be a nice day for football. I mean, albeit maybe a little bit overcast. It's weird because, you know, unless you go to a Florida game or maybe a California bowl game where you're playing indoors, the weather for your bowl game a lot of times is going to be the worst weather you have. And you think back to what Arkansas had a few weeks ago at Missouri. This is a big upgrade.
It's funny, we've been, you know, pulling photos for stories and all, it's so obvious what game they're at because it's the snow. You can tell everyone's really cold, everyone's got all their, you know, coverings on. It's very funny, you can tell the Mizzou photos from that. But yeah, I mean, this is nice. It's a little humid from the rain last night. My hair looks completely different now than it did when I left the hotel, but I mean, I'm used to that at this point in my life. But no, I mean, it is going to be nice. I was worried we were going to have some rain, but I think it's going to be good.
Predictions for this game. You want to go first?
Yeah, we wrote up some predictions on Whole Hog Sports yesterday, and I went back and forth like twice. And I landed on Texas Tech, a soft Texas Tech choice. I'm not confident in it, but I do think, I guess I just feel that I think Arkansas's offense is so depleted at this point that it's just, it's hard for even a Texas Tech defense that did not do well this season, that they fired the defensive coordinator. You know, mm-hmm. this is, they have an interim that's going to be calling this game for on the defense for them. And I think on offense as well. And I guess I just think that the Texas Tech defense with the veterans that it does have, even though it was not a great defense, I do think it will do enough against an Arkansas offense to sort of stop them, I guess. I guess I just think that the Texas Tech defense will win out over this very depleted Arkansas offense, especially at running back, at receiver. There's a lot of questions. And so I landed on a close game, but I think Texas Tech wins.
I kind of went back and forth on, you know, just kind of here's a plus in this team's category and here's a plus in this team's category. And I landed on Arkansas for a few reasons. Number one, quarterback. They've got Taylen Green. You know, say what you want to about him, but he's got the experience. He's a fourth-year quarterback, and he's going to be playing against a quarterback that's making his first career start. Number two is the competition level. You know, you think about the college football playoff a week or so ago, and all this talk about, well, you know, who had SMU played and who had, you know, Indiana played. And really that kind of showed up, I think, on the field. Now, I'm not saying that those teams didn't deserve to be in the playoff, but I do think that there was some, you know, some valid talk about that. Number three, like you said, the defense of Texas Tech. I mean, they haven't stopped anybody this year. And now here they go into a game with a different coordinator, you know, potentially, you know, probably not a different scheme, but probably some different wrinkles. And, you know, even though Arkansas is not at full health, you know, I mean, it's not the offense that we've seen from Arkansas this year, I still think that there could be a lot of points scored in this game. And that kind of takes me back to the quarterback. Which quarterback do you trust more? So there's that. And then, you know, finally, I think there could be a little bit of a home field advantage for Arkansas tonight. Every time they played at the Liberty Bowl, it's reminded me of War Memorial Stadium. It's a similar seating capacity. You know, people come over here from the eastern and southern part of the state, central part of the state, and they've really flocked to this place and made it a home field advantage. I don't know that it's going to be like that tonight. Obviously, it's a different stadium format than it's been, 42,000 seats, because the stadium's undergoing some renovations. People aren't real happy with Arkansas football. I think that people, you know, I mean, there gets to be kind of bowl fatigue, too, when you have come here so many times. I think people are like, well, you know, I've been there and I've done that. Even with all that, I think there are enough people within the immediate vicinity that are going to, you know, just out of convenience, if nothing else, come to this game. And so I think there will be a little bit of a home field advantage. So I'm going to go with Arkansas. It would not surprise me at all if Texas Tech wins this game. But going back to what I said a minute ago about the schedule, Texas Tech's 8-4 would not be the same 8-4 if Arkansas had that record. And the same thing, Texas Tech, if they were 6-6, it would not be the same, you know, if Arkansas had a 6-6 record. So I think the level of competition that these two teams have played will make a big difference. And you think about who Arkansas's played in the last four games, Texas in the playoff. Ole Miss thinks they should have been in the playoff. And a Missouri team that has got, what, three losses all year? So it's a much different playing field, I think, that these teams have had coming in here.
Yeah, and like you said, I will not be surprised at all if Arkansas wins. And I do think that this will be close because of kind of the balance of pieces they have on both sides of the ball. And then I think, yeah, I you talk about the fans and the home field advantage. I think it'll definitely be an Arkansas-heavy crowd. Just in the little bit of time we've spent walking around Memphis the last 24 hours or so, I haven't seen a lot of Texas Tech fans out and about. I saw a couple this morning, but it's mostly been Arkansas people. Now, where we've been based is near the Arkansas Team Hotel, so I think a lot of Arkansas fans are probably in this area anyway. We are in downtown, so people are coming in that area. But I definitely feel like I've seen a lot more Arkansas fans than Texas Tech fans. We talked yesterday about how hard it is for them to get over here from that area. From, you know, I'm sure a lot of their alumni are in Texas. It's hard to get here from there. So, yeah, and Joey McGuire talked about the way they've been preparing for more of an Arkansas-heavy crowd. So, I mean, I definitely think that will factor in.
He knows. He said he grew up a Razorback fan in Texarkana. He had the season tickets going to War Memorial Stadium. He knows what the team is. And as you were talking about that, I see a Razorback flag flying on Beal down here underneath the BB King Blues Club. So people forget sometimes that Memphis, it's an Ole Miss town. I mean, that's the prominent team in this town. Tennessee, obviously, big here too, the University of Memphis. When I went to the U of A, there were a lot of people from Memphis. And there's always been a Razorback big Razorback presence in this town.
We were in a random dive bar last night having dinner, and there we noticed there was a Hog hat on the wall and a Razorback flag and jersey, and there was all kinds of Arkansas stuff. There was, I think I saw one Ole Miss thing, but it was like pretty much all Grizzly stuff and Arkansas stuff. It was just a random place we found on Google Maps.
I took my son to the Grizzlies game last night, and the Razorback mascot showed up on the floor during the fourth quarter of that game. So there's a big Razorback there's a Razorback feeling here in this town. I think that's why Arkansas has played here more than they played at any other bowl game except for the Cotton Bowl. They played at the Cotton Bowl 12 times. This will be their seventh time playing at the Liberty Bowl tonight. We come back, we'll have something else fun for you, but first a word from our sponsors.
Want to enjoy your life again? Burning, numbness, and general pain in your feet and legs might be keeping you from your daily activities. Neuropathy treatment can be effective to restoring your life. Come see what we can do at Enhanced Healthcare Wellness Institute in Uptown Rogers. We can treat your neuropathy pain and get you back in the game of life. Enhanced Healthcare Wellness Institute is located at 5102 West Pauline Whitaker Parkway in Uptown Rogers.
At Kendall King, we're proud of over four decades of design. We're continuing the legacy of great creative design by combining our brands of Kendall King, Soapbox, and ShopCart. Together, these brands represent a new focus in marketing design with individual attention to specific areas. Through our design expertise supported by a team of talented professionals, we showcase our best. We are Kendall King, we are Soapbox, we are ShopCart, we are design.
Hey, welcome back. We want to tell you about our friends at Bentonville Glass. They've been serving their community since 1971. Committed, professional, versatile. If you're looking for a quality leader in Northwest Arkansas or looking for skilled craftsmanship, look no further than Bentonville Glass for all your glass market needs with the highest quality products. You can buy and see them right now at 507 South Main in Bentonville or online at bentonvilleglass.com. We're going to do something here fun on our final segment. Jack Jones, who is my six-year-old, who's been making his rounds today in media interviews here in Memphis. He did the buzz this morning in Little Rock. He's going to talk to Big Trail Nation here a little bit later on. Jack, you've been very popular today.
Yes, I have.
and no humility at all.
I have like three shows. Like I have my Sports Talk with Jack show that some of you might have seen. I've been on the Hog Sports Network Daily Podcast. I've been on the Buzz, and then here's this, and then I'm gonna do a shop with Alyssa Rappler.
Yeah.
Now I have five shows I've been on.
Yeah. You're back on the Hog Sports Network Daily Podcast now. Hey, real quick, just wanted, because you have fun doing predictions. What's your prediction for this Arkansas-Texas Tech game, and why?
Arkansas sounds like a little bit better team. Texas Tech always gets they have their butt kicked almost every game. They don't have a good defense. They don't have a very good offense.
Well, they've got a good offense, but they don't have a lot of their offensive players today.
Yeah,
they're without their quarterback. They're without their best receiver.
It's going to be a close game. My pick is Arkansas, 56-53.
Wow. You know, when Arkansas played Kansas here 2 years ago, the final was 55-53, and that was the highest scoring game in the history of this bowl. You think it'll be higher scoring than that?
Maybe. It's going to be a fun one.
Arkansas, like I said a little bit earlier, I think Arkansas, with its experience playing better teams, you know, Texas Tech, you could probably say Arkansas has played three, maybe four teams better than the best team that Texas Tech has played. I think playing Tennessee, Texas, Ole Miss, those types of teams helps Arkansas get prepared for these types of games.
Definitely. Arkansas, it's just like everyone might be thinking right now, Arkansas is getting really, really tough. They're doing all they can.
So we did a poll this morning on social media. We said, who do you think will win the Liberty Bowl? 74% of you say that you think Arkansas will beat Texas Tech. Texas Tech, as of the last check of the line, was a 1.5-point favorite. That had flipped from earlier in the bowl season. Arkansas was a favorite beforehand. Feels like a true pick 'em in a bowl game here between Arkansas and Texas Tech tonight. Hope we'll see you at our website, wholehogsports.com, for all of our post-game coverage. We'll have another podcast tomorrow morning. It'll be a rare Saturday podcast. We're going to do a podcast here from Memphis, a post-game podcast tomorrow morning. Then we won't have a podcast the first part of next week, neither Monday, Tuesday, nor Wednesday. And we'll be back with another podcast on Thursday of next week after the holiday is over. Again, hope we see you at wholehogsports.com. Have a great day, everyone.